Demonstrated by a crisis, and the Sunday law is the crisis that demonstrates whether I have the mark of the beast or the seal of God. If I have the mark of the beast, I have prepared my character for this crisis, and it is demonstrated at that point. And I am a foolish virgin. Sister White tells us that the parable of the 10 virgins will be fulfilled again to the very letter. I have closed the door of my probation, just as the door was closed to the foolish virgins. On the other hand, the wise virgins, who have prepared their character for this time, begin to proclaim more clearly the Sabbath, and those other children in Babylon who are involved in God's destructive judgment are protected, because for them it's a time of mercy. They're getting to hear the truth for the first time, and many of them come and take their stand with God's people. The door is still open for them. Now, Sister White lays out this same scenario in a different way in A Word to the Little Flock, page 18 and 19. I saw that the Holy Sabbath is and will be the separating wall between the true Israel of God and unbelievers, and that the Sabbath is the great test question to unite the hearts of God's dear waiting saints. And if one believed and kept the Sabbath and received the blessings attending it, and then gave it up and broke the holy commandment, they would shut the gates of the holy city against themselves as sure as there was a God that rules in heaven above. I saw that God had children who did not see and keep the Sabbath. They had not rejected light on it. At the commencement of the time of trouble, we were filled with the Holy Ghost as we went forth and proclaimed the Sabbath more fully. This enraged the church and nominal Adventists, as they could not refute the Sabbath truth. And at this time, God's chosen all saw clearly that we had the truth, and they came out and endured the persecution with us. Now, I wished you had a text on a screen here on this passage, because I want to go back through this and throw some added information into Sister White's comments. Information that comes directly out of our previous studies. If one believed and kept the Sabbath and received the blessing attending it, and then gave it up and broke the holy commandment, bowing down to the sun in fulfillment of Ezekiel 8:16, they would shut the gates of the holy city against themselves as sure as there's a God that rules in heaven above. And brothers and sisters, in our last presentation, two presentations ago, we demonstrated that the shutting of a door is the close of probation. Continuing on, I saw that God had children in Babylon who do not see and keep the Sabbath. They had not rejected the light on it. And at the commencement of the time of trouble, the little time of trouble, national apostasy is followed by a national